Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Welcome into the Tuesday Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope your Tuesday morning is going great so far. Let's begin the podcast today with some soccer scores from the Treasure Valley area. We covered some Eastern Idaho scores yesterday. Today is the Treasure Valley turn. In girls soccer, Centennial shut out Eagle 1-0. Eagle drops to 7-5-1 on the year. Centennial improves to 4-6-3. Mountain View 4, Meridian 2. Mountain View goes to 6-4-3 on the season, and Meridian drops to 4-7-2. It was Timberline doubling up Bora 2-1. Timberline improves to 6-3-5, and Bora goes to 5-3-4. Boise shuts out Valley View 6-0. Boise improves their record to 9-1-3 on the year. Valley View drops to 1-11-1. And Rocky Mountain just all over Capital 10-0 yesterday. Capital still winless on the season, going 0-12-1, while Rocky Mountain improves to 10-0-4. Boys soccer scores from the Treasure Valley. It was Middleton shutting out Columbia 2-0. Middleton goes 8-5-2. Columbia drops to 3-9-3. Skyview shuts out BK 3-0. BK drops to 8-5-3 on the year. Skyview improves to 12-1-2. Should be a real nice night to watch some soccer in the Boise area, if you're so inclined. Here is the boys soccer schedule for tonight. Timberline at Boise. Mountain View is at Capital. And Valley View at Centennial. All those 5:30 p.m. kickoffs tonight. Bora at Meridian is a 6 o'clock kickoff, as is Weezer at Fruitland, and Eagle at Rocky Mountain, that is a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. Girls soccer tonight, Skyview at BK, Mountain Home at Emmett, Nampa at Cuna, and Fruitland at Weezer, those are all 6 p.m. kickoffs. Columbia is taking on Middleton at Middleton, that's a 6:30 kickoff, and Payette travels to McCall Donnelly for the 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. Those are girls soccer games tonight. Making that short drive to the Magic Valley, here are girls' soccer scores from yesterday. Community School 5, Bliss 1. It was Gooding shutting out Declo 2-0. Filer beat Buell 3-0. Boys' soccer scores, Community School all over Bliss 8-1. Gooding takes care of Declo 6-1. Buell 4, Filer 1. Those are boys' soccer scores from yesterday. One soccer score from up north. It's a boys' score. It was Lake City 7, Lewiston 0. That's the only soccer score we have from up north. Switching gears now to football, there is some cancellations to report. Due to injuries, Murtaugh says the next week will be forfeited, and then the final two games of the regular season will be revisited at a later date. That's coming from David Bayshore, the sports editor of the Magic Valley Times News. Taking a quick peek at games coming up this Friday, actually this Thursday and Friday night here on IdahoSports.com. Good schedule of games. We got Buell taking on Canyon Ridge, Centennial versus Boise. That's kind of a loser out game in the 5A SIC, pretty much. Middleton is taking on Nampa. Timberline at Valley View, another big game in the SIC. Valley versus Declo. Bora is taking on Eagle. That's another good game in the SIC, actually. Fruitland is at Homedale. And Meridian versus Capital. And Mountain View is at Rocky Mountain. Rocky Mountain and Eagle still tied at the top of the 5A SIC. Sticking with football, real good question on the message boards. Just go to idahosports.com, click on the message boards. Real good question from Goatman. He says, on another thread, the 1A mercy rule was brought up by another poster. What I'd like to know is why this rule only pertains to 1A. Well, that is a great question, and I don't know why it only pertains to 1A. Possibly that the scores tend to get out of hand a little bit at the 1A level. If you have a superior 1A team playing a lesser 1A team, the score can get out of hand pretty quickly. But I'm not a fan of the mercy rule, and I don't speak for Idaho sports as a whole. I just speak for myself. I am not a fan of the mercy rule at all. You know, once a score is 45 or 50-0, that's when you put in your JV players. That's when you put in your substitutes and your bench players, so they get game time experience. And I don't like the mercy rule at all. I'm going to post this question on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/IdahoSports. What do you think of the mercy rule in high school football? I personally don't like it. I know Paul doesn't like it either, but what's your opinion? Go to facebook.com/IdahoSports. One last piece of housekeeping to get to for the Friday Night Flash overtime show. Again, 10:35 p.m. this Friday night. Paul and I will be talking about the mercy rule this Friday night. Love to hear your feedback on it. You can email the show. It's easy. It's theshow@idahosports.com. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter to get involved with our Friday Night Flash overtime show. Paul and I wrap up the night in high school football, up-to-the-date scores, interviews with coaches and media. It's a lot of fun to do. That'll take care of the podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great Tuesday, and I'll talk with you Wednesday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on IdahoSports.com.